welcome to the Friday, October the 6th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 12th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Catherine Walton at Ben Davis High School. Congratulations, Catherine. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another amazing week in the MSD of Wayne Township. We had the opportunity all week long to welcome parents into our schools to talk about the progress of our students. Thank you to all of our teachers, all of the parents who attended, and also to our support staff that helped to make this week possible so parents could learn more about how their children are doing in the MSD of Wayne Township. Also on Wednesday, we celebrated our District Appreciation Day for administrators, supervisors, and assistant supervisors. Thank you to all of those individuals for what they do each and every day to support the learning that happens inside of our classrooms. And yesterday, we were able to post the proposed agreement and notice of the pre-ratification meeting on our website for our tentative agreement with our Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association and the MSD of Wayne Township. Look for more information coming out on that and for the opportunity to vote on that agreement after we return from break. Also this week, we opened registration for the Wayne Learns Professional Conference. That'll be held on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 7th at Ben Davis High School. Very exciting time for us. It's been several years since we've had that. Matter of fact, there's probably somewhere in the range of 350 to 400 of our staff members that have never gotten to experience our in-person Wayne Learns Professional Development Conference. Earlier this week, you should have received an email from me with the conference guide and the instructions to select your sessions, and I am excited today to have two of our guests, the women who are behind all of the coordination. I should say they lead the coordination. There's a huge team that goes into this, but certainly they are leading the charge to make sure that this event each and every year is an amazing experience for our staff and just a great day for learning. I have with me today our curriculum coordinator, one of our curriculum coordinators, Sandy Pliley, and our district e-learning coordinator, Dana Lyle. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about our Wayne Learns experience. This has been in place for how long?
This will be our ninth year.
Ninth year. So 9 years ago, does that include the three that we didn't do with the pandemic?
No.
So this is our ninth time.
Ninth time of this big conference.
So 12 years ago, we started the Wayne Learns Professional Development Day.
We did.
How has it changed over time?
Probably the best change has been the registration process using SCED. It was pretty outdated the way we used to do it.
Technology's improved. We got a little bit better. How many registrants do we have so far?
1285.
Wow. So almost everybody's registered. If you have not registered yet, make sure that you go back to that email, check that link. You're probably going to find a few sessions that are hard to get into because those that are most popular fill up very quickly. Dana, I know that you were watching very closely when we opened up the link.
Yes.
How long did it take for our first registrant to click and get registered for their classes?
So the email went out at 5 o'clock, and at 5:03, we had our first registrant.
5:03. You know, for me, I think that just really epitomizes how exciting this day is for especially those who have already experienced it before. What can our teachers expect? What can our employees expect? Because we do all employees get an opportunity to participate. So what can our employees expect on November the 7th?
So we're really excited about the offerings that come with this day. Most of the offerings and sessions are led by our staff, which is wonderful that they're sharing their knowledge and experience. I would say for our office staff, the sessions we have around our data dashboard, around using Google to be efficient, and Skyward data reporting are going to be really valuable. For our educators, it depends on what you teach, but we're excited to have Carrie Yates join us. She's a national leader helping us think about science of reading. We're excited about Ashley Zamara and our EM Squared curriculum at the elementary. super excited about the technology ones, the Learning First, Technology Second, and all the Canvas sessions that are offered. And then most importantly, we'd love to encourage people to attend sessions that our instructional coaches and our e-learning coaches are offering, because you have a built-in second round with them that's easy to do. You have a question, you want to implement what you learned, you've got someone on site that can help you with that. And really, just we have to do a shout out to Ryan Flesser and Shirley Mullins. They're like our OG outside presenters. They've been with us the longest and come almost every year. And so their sessions fill up really fast. And we just think they're amazing that they keep coming back year after year.
That's great. I think the thing that I get most excited about is just the energy that we see in the hallways, the energy we see in the classrooms. People that maybe haven't even seen each other a whole lot since opening day. We kind of feel that same way with opening day, where we're all together at Ben Davis High School in the gymnasium. This is another opportunity for staff that don't work necessarily in the same building together to be sitting side by side learning.
Exactly. It's amazing when people see each other that they don't get to see on a regular basis, and just the joy that that radiates, and they reach for each other and they meet in the middle of the commons and have a conversation about what they're doing and what they've learned. And then they go off to sessions together. It's a great opportunity to grow. And then also, be in a room with people who do the same thing you do every day.
I want to remind people to bring some money, because the Ben Davis ROTC, JROTC, will be selling donuts and coffee. It's a fundraiser for them. So make sure to bring some cash. Well, probably, are we going cashless for this, or do we bring cash?
Bring cash.
Bring cash. So bring cash. Make sure that you have some cash to support JROTC. There's also a few other opportunities besides learning that goes on during this conference. What else can teachers and all staff get a chance to do?
So we're offering flu shots again. We do that every time we have a conference. So if you're interested in a flu shot, you do have to sign up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to go at 7:45. It just tells our providers how many flu shots to be prepared for.
Is that with our new partners to Hendricks Regional Health?
It is,
okay.
Yes.
Very good.
We have lots of other sessions to help you understand our new insurance, our new benefits. We often have some of our partnerships in the banking world and retirement worlds that come and have booths in our commons as well. Kids Inc. sets up a bookstore in our commons every year, and so you can buy books from Kids Inc. Some are books on presenters that are actually at the conference, and some are just books that highlight things that you would be interested in as a teacher or just as a human. So we're excited about that. And then you talked about bringing money. We're excited food trucks are coming back. And
the food trucks, highlight for everyone, the food trucks. First year we offered boxed meals.
Yes.
That was not a big hit.
Yeah, people weren't excited about cold cut sandwiches.
And we know there's not enough time for people to go out, and certainly not enough restaurants around Ben Davis High School to accommodate all of our staff. So the food trucks really provide a great opportunity. They're out in front of the ninth grade center in the U-shaped drive there, and people can choose whatever they want to eat.
Yeah, lots of variety this year. We're working on a coffee truck because we know that'll be popular, but all kinds of variety, different trucks than we've had in the past, so we're excited about that.
And that's, I think, the Indianapolis Food Truck Network or something.
Yeah, the network has kind of fallen apart,
but okay.
We're contacting individual trucks this year.
Awesome. Awesome. So looking forward to that. What have I forgotten that people need to know?
I would say if you have any questions, the conference guide is going to be your go-to. All directions, all links that you need, any questions you have answered would be in there. And then you can always reach out if you have other questions. But there's a lot in there that I think people sometimes just skim over to get registered. But there's things to know for day of conference and things like that that are important.
And also want to thank you, and also a reminder that with 2,500 staff trying to get into the building at the same time, we don't want to wait till the very last minute to arrive. So make sure to plan early. We'll have more information coming out as we get closer to our November 7th PD day. Sandy and Dana, thank you so much for all you do to make this possible. It is absolutely incredible. I know that I have suggested we do this also in the May primary time, and that has not always been well received. And I certainly understand because of the amount of time. And so if you could only see the faces that I'm looking at right now, ladies and gentlemen, the one time is plenty to coordinate this event. If you've not had a chance to experience it, you're in for a great treat. And just want to thank Sandy and Dana and all of the people who've been actively involved in preparing for our November 7th PD Day. Thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, coming up, don't forget your service hour plans are due today, October the 6th. And Today also starts 2 weeks of fall break. Hopefully everyone has a chance to spend some much-needed time enjoying family and hopefully safe travels and whatever you have planned on fall break. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode on October the 27th for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great fall break.